This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get engaged, you get informed. I should say you get engaged and informed. It's really the best way to do it. It's really the only way to do it, frankly. You know, it's tax time. And there's so many issues out there that you need to know how to deal with. You need to know what's going on. You know, and again, we're hearing that they're behind. And they will be behind. I wasn't aware of this. Some people sent me some information. I didn't know there was a difference between submitting your tax return and your tax return being accepted. Your tax return, accepted and or approved. I don't know what that means. I was under the impression, as I would imagine many of you were, that once you sent it in, pretty much it was approved. Didn't mean they're not going to audit you or anything, but it was approved. So, anyhow, like I said, none of that stuff. There's so many. What does Dan Pell always say? It's like 4 million words in the tax code. I don't care how good you are or how good you think you are. How many of you could, A, read through 4 million words, not have any questions, understand it, and go with, I don't know how you do, how would you do that? And yet there's people, years after, and I mean years after, they get audited, something along those lines, and I don't know about you guys, but if I had to remember something like that years afterward, it would be tough for me. I am not the smartest guy in the room. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on, lots to talk about. A black activist attacks the white tears of pro-police citizens. Right? Now, at first I was scratching my head going, what the heck's that mean? I have no idea. You know, but you hear about all this stuff. And at a city council meeting, they drew a massive crowd as the council members reviewed 6 police reform ordinances. Right? Now, this followed the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols by the 5 Memphis police. Now, proponents of the ordinances believe that there was a culture of racism within the police department there. Some were even calling for the entire department to be abolished. So the best way to take care of crime, of course, is to not allow the police to deal with it. Don't you think? Now, on the other side, pro-police citizens worry that passing the measures will add more red tape to policing, which could hinder recruiting, right, and retention of these police officers. Now, you've already got a massive police shortage, not only in that city, but across the country, really. Why would you want to get involved in something where you're putting your life on the line for people? Right? You're putting your life on the line for people you don't even know, and in probably in most cases, hate you. And your hands are going to be tied. You're not going to be able to do the job you need to do. It's just amazing. Miss Rainier, the aunt of the Rhodes College student shot and killed during a home invasion last year, pleaded with the crowd to hire more officers. That's so true. Following her emotional remarks, one radical activist said that they don't care about white tears. I didn't know there were white tears. I'm not going to bow down to the fears of white people that don't have to worry about the same things I have to worry about. Especially when I'm being pulled over by those police. Now, pointing to white community members behind her, I'm not going to sit up here and listen to their white tears and their ignorance. Wow, it's ignorance now. Social media users were quick to condemn the racist attacks. Ridiculous. You know, if that had been a white person saying that crap, what do you think would have happened? Right? They would have tried to ruin their lives. They would have doxed them. They would have put all kinds of crap up on the internet, Twitter and other places, to call them out. So is that, I've got to ask, is that where we're at now? That for reparation reasons or whatever reasons they are, a black person can say and do pretty much anything they want to do? Is that how this is going to work now? I got to ask. I'm curious. It's just amazing. Anyway, you keep this up. You keep this kind of conversation up. You keep these things up. You're going to have that race war you're looking for. Yeah, no. I still believe today, right now, that exactly what the left wants is a race war. No question about it. Right? Otherwise, they've got nothing. It is what it is. What it is. If they don't have that race war to be able to say, look at what the right's trying to do to you. Look at how bad they are. Look how much they hate you. Then they got nothing. Give me a policy of theirs that not only makes sense, but you can prove it's worked. You have to be able to prove it's worked. Not just say it has. So we're seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. I want you to know what your rights are, right? What you're up against. And I am not the guy to take that advice from. That's why I bring on people that actually have a clue. So Dan Pella joins me, as he does pretty much every couple of weeks, and we're talking about your tax issues, pre-tax issues, to make sure you don't get yourself into a noose. And then it's going to cost you all kinds of money to get out of that news. And frankly, the thing I love about this guy, and I tell him this all the time, is that if you listen to his commercials, they're not coming to get your dog, your house, your car, right, your wife, your two kids, whatever. These are scare tactics. The IRS is, yeah, they're bad people, not people, but it's tough group to deal with if you're not above the fray, if you're not doing things the right way. But there's always a solution. Dan Pella, the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And, Dan, thanks for being with me.
It's always my pleasure, Joel.
You know, I got a lot of questions that, frankly, proves that I'm not the smartest guy in the room, because I wouldn't have thought of asking these kind of questions, you know. People talk about filing dates, and once their filing date, and I've had this question asked several times, does the difference between a filing date and an acceptance date?
Yeah, there is, Joel. When we're talking about an e-file tax return, the tax return is submitted through the IRS's computer system, and you have an e-filing transmission date, but the IRS then will notify the e-filer, that's normally your tax preparer, or if you use a private tax prep computer service, then you get the feedback from the computer service. The IRS within 24 hours must tell you whether the return is accepted or rejected. If it's accepted, you've got an acceptance date. So now you got a filing date and an acceptance date. If it's rejected, they tell you why it's rejected, and they give you an opportunity to either resubmit it or now you got to paper file it. Most rejected e-filing returns have to be paper filed. Now, when they're paper filed, date of mailing is date of filing. All right, so you've got an now when the IRS assesses a penalty. Let's talk about the failure to file penalty for just a second. If you fail to file your tax return, the IRS assesses a penalty equal to 5% a month for any part of a month the return is late, for a maximum of 25% or 5 months. All right, so when we calculate the failure to file penalty, that's based on the actual submission date. So if for example, if you mail your tax return, and this happened literally 30 million times, Joe, literally 30 million times between 2020 and 2021, where people mailed their returns and they did not get processed until months and months and months later. All right? For purposes of tax return, for purposes of the penalty, the date of mailing is date of filing. So you absolutely must have proof of submission of the return, whether it's e-filed or paper-filed. You absolutely have to maintain proof of filing, so that if the IRS comes back and says, oh, gee, Joe, you filed your tax return 8 months late. I've got a client I'm dealing with right now, Joe. She e-filed it. She mailed the tax return to the IRS. We got proof of mailing. They did not process the return until 18 months later, and they're trying to charge her with a significant penalty. And we're talking about a 25% penalty. She happens to be a high-income taxpayer, so she owed about $300,000. 25% of that is a lot of money, Joe.
Wow.
And we can demonstrate that she mailed that tax return by the due date. All right. So that is a critical thing. Most people don't think to mail when they paper file. They don't think to mail using certified or registered mail or U.S. priority mail with tracking. But understand, you absolutely have the burden of proof to show when your return was filed that they're telling you it's late, and so you doggone sure better have your postal receipts, Joe. Mail using certified or registered mail or U.S. priority mail tracking, and keep your receipts.
All right, wait a minute. A question that goes along with that. There's all right, so your e-filing gets rejected. Let's say you're one of those people that waited to April 15th to do it. You get it in 3, 4, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, and your file gets rejected, right? Or do you know right away if your file gets rejected, or does it take a day or two?
No, it takes 24 hours to know whether your e-file has been rejected.
Okay, so I get a notice the next day that my e-file has been rejected for whatever reason. Now I've got to put it in in an envelope and get it to you guys, whether I send it overnight or what have you. It's considered late at that point in time, is it not?
Well, if you can document the e-filing submission by the due date, you will avoid the penalty.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was one of the questions. Great. And also,
now let's talk about the penalty for just a second, because this is critical. And this answers the question why it would count, that you e-filed it even though it was rejected. The failure to file penalty applies unless the failure is due to reasonable cause and not willful neglect. Now, the taxpayer has the burden of proof, Joe. That's always the case. But when you can demonstrate that you made every reasonable attempt to e-file the return and it was rejected for some technical reason, that is not willful failure to file. That is not deliberate disregard. All right? That is a reasonable attempt to comply. So that's why the penalty would not apply.
Okay. God bless. All right, I'm trying to line them up now with some of the questions I got. So they're also saying that, you know, some of this takes up to, the IRS just said it's taking them between 6 and 9 months to process tax return. They're not telling the truth, are they? 6 and 9 months, if you're lucky, right?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about here. If we're talking about paper filed tax returns.
Yeah, paper filed.
That is absolutely true. And 6 to 9 months is fast, so that may that may be evangelistic, Joe, in their attitude for sure. Put it this way: by the end of 2021, the end of 2021, the IRS was backlogged about 30 million documents. All right, and so that includes tax returns and letters and notices and so forth, responses that taxpayers were mailing in. By the end of 2022, so we're talking about a couple months
ago, all right.
Backlogged about 11 million documents.
Hold on. We're going for a break. You can finish up on the other side of the break. Give people a reason to come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming back with Dan Pelley, the Tax Man, after this break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Congressional Republicans are setting their sights on Dr. Anthony Fauci.
If public health authorities such as Anthony Fauci betrayed the trust of the American people, they must be held accountable.
Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas used a hearing on the origins of COVID to blast the former chief medical advisor to the president. This comes as House Republicans push a bill that would declassify information about the virus origins, including whether it leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. That will likely get a bipartisan vote on Friday. At least three crew members are injured after a train derailment in West Virginia. It happened Wednesday morning when a CSX freight train struck a rock slide in a remote area, spilling diesel fuel and oil into a nearby river. The company says the train caught fire but was not transporting hazardous materials. CSX adds the incident posed no danger to the public. This comes after last month's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, get informed so you don't get in trouble. It doesn't cost you big bucks. I always love bringing on Dan Pilla. He is the tax man. You find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And, again, Dan, as I always said about you, the thing I love the most is nothing is earth-shattering for you. Nothing is the end of the world. You can always work through it, and even your commercials reflect that. And in working with you, you reflect that as well, so I do appreciate it. Tell people how to get more information about you, how they can get your services, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the best way is to just go straight to my website, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. The best way to start the ball rolling is you buy any one of my books at any price point, Joe. It doesn't make any difference how much it is, as low as less than $30 and up from there. Buy any book at any price point, and you get a 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. So you get your book, you read your book, you have your questions. I will get on the phone with you. You'll have an appointment with me, so I'll know you're calling, and I will walk you right through all of your questions. That's the best way to start. Taxhelponline.com.
So we were talking, or you were talking, about, you know, how long it takes for your return to get accepted and refunded and all of that. And you were talking about the 30 million plus documents that the IRS decided they didn't need to have anymore.
Well, there's a couple of things going on with the the unprocessed documents. As I said, by the end of 2021, so basically a year ago, the IRS had about roughly 30 million unprocessed documents, and about two-thirds of those were federal income tax returns. Most of them were paper file tax returns, but they were having problems processing e-filed returns as well. As I said, I had a client that mailed her return in probably, let's just say, June of 2020, and they didn't process it until the end of December of 2021. So, you know, that's 18 months, Joe. And that's not all that uncommon. Now, by the end of 2022, so we're talking a couple of months ago now, the IRS still had approximately 15 million unprocessed documents, and about two-thirds of those were still tax returns. And so that's roughly 5 million letters, incoming letters that they had from taxpayers responding to IRS notices and requests for information and so on, and roughly 10 million tax returns split between business returns and individual returns. Most of the 10 million, again, were paper filed tax returns. Some of them, however, e-filed returns. So just because you e-file your return doesn't mean they're going to process it faster, although historically and typically it does in fact mean that they get processed faster. But my message to your listeners tonight is make triple sure that you get confirmation of either your e-filing or your U.S. Postal Service mailing, and if you mail it, certify to registered mailer, U.S. priority mail tracking, so you can absolutely unequivocally prove the mailing date, because the burden of proof is on you if they challenge your mailing date.
So would you suggest that you get proof of signature as well, or no?
Well, that doesn't matter, because the date of mailing is date of filing. Whether they received it or not is irrelevant. What you have to prove is that you mailed it on or before the due date.
So somebody just asked if, while sitting in the mailroom, and I'm getting letters that we have yet to receive your, you know, your thing, when you're going to file your taxes, that kind of stuff, what do you do? Just send them proof that you mailed it, and that's it at that point, right?
Well, if they challenge it, yeah. But let me give you a dirty little secret here. All right, this is a guaranteed way to prove that you filed your tax return on the date you say you did. Right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't owe money to the IRS, about 85% of the people who file tax returns get a tax refund, right?
Right.
Because they've got over withholding from their W-2, their paycheck. So, you know, people don't want to send money to the IRS. There's no question about that. Self-employed people generally owe. Vast majority of wage earners get a tax refund. So who wants to send the IRS a check when you're getting a tax refund? But let me tell you a little trick here now. This is very effective. Even if you don't owe the IRS money and you paper file your tax return, send them a check for a dollar. And on the check, and let me tell you what happens here, Joe. On the check, you write down your Social Security number and the tax year that you want the money applied to, and write down the date of mailing, right? Just put it right on the memo section of the check. What happens is when the IRS receives documents in their mailroom, they immediately strip out all checks and immediately process the checks. So the fact that you've got a check processed to your account within
That's
a few
a
days
idea.
After you mail the return is proof positive that you filed the return by X date. Cost you a buck. You know?
That's a great idea. See that?
That's cheaper than certified mail.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you something, Joe. I don't tell you nothing. Like my grandpa would say to me when he's trying to impart wisdom, Denny, I tell you something. I don't tell you nothing.
So,
Joe, that was his broken English way of saying, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
That's right. So one person just said to me, asked me, when your e-filing gets rejected for a return that somebody is already, and I would imagine this person is divorced, but that the other party has claimed the child, how do you challenge that?
Yeah, well, you send your return paper file, your tax return, and when the IRS will send you an adjustment letter, and that's when you challenge it, is with the adjustment letter, all right? They will send you a notice that says you're not allowed to claim this exemption, somebody's already done it. You have an opportunity to challenge that and respond to it, and that's where you do it. You cannot do it through the e-filing process. You have to mail the return, have them reject the mail. They won't reject the mailed return. What they'll do is process the mailed return, and then they will adjust your tax liability, and that's when you challenge it.
Got it. Okay. All right. See? Did you hear that, people? All right. Good. Another question from the chat room. Biden said taxes would not increase on anyone making over $400,000. On anyone making under $400,000 a year, I think is what they meant. I made the same amount I did last year, and I still owe the IRS over $700 more than I did last year. How would that happen?
Well, first of all, the only way for me to know for sure how that happened is to look at your tax return and compare the two. But the fact of the matter is that for 2022, there are a number of provisions in the tax code that have expired that were put in by the CARES Act,
right. Yep.
That were put in by the American Recovery Tax Act,
yep.
that took effect in January of 2021, that were the Consolidated Appropriations Act that was passed in December of 2020. That changed a number of things. So, Joe, we've had five or six, well, let me see if I can count here off the top of my head, at least four major tax law changes that have taken place since March of 2020. So any number of those changes could affect this particular guy's tax liability that would increase his tax liability.
Yeah, it's, again, all these little things that happen and people you really don't pay attention to, you're not listening to, you know, I mean, and I get it, I can't listen to it all either. So
well, how not, can
how
you?
Gonna, anybody,
Joel,
nobody can.
Listen, the average American citizen has no way to keep up with these tax law changes, and for a guy like me, it's a full-time job. All right, so if you're out there as a fill-in-the-blank professional, I don't care what it is, whether it's a plumber, a nurse, a brain surgeon, a construction worker, a roofer, a mechanic at the local garage, it doesn't make any difference. Fill in the blank, right? You are what you are because that's what you want to be. You don't want to be a tax lawyer. You don't want to be a tax accountant. You don't want to keep track of this crap. You want to go out and do what you love to do and make a living helping people the way you help people. How can Americans be expected to keep up with this stuff, Joe? The answer is they can't, and this is just one of the reasons. I could make a list of about 312, but this is just one of the reasons why this tax system is so nefarious and unconscionable, not to mention unconstitutional, but unconscionable, and why it has to be changed.
Guys, still got a couple of questions for you after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You can hop on the website, joemancini.com. Hop into the chat room. If you've got questions, let us know. Be back in a few minutes.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly get informed. So you can fight the good fight if you would. You can't. You don't want to guess with the IRS. Let me just bring it back on. I always enjoy my time with him. Dan Pillow joins me. The Tax Man, TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Hey, Dan, I got to tell you, I forgot to tell you during the break, but I had a very short conversation with somebody who I was talking about school board issues to. And we were talking about, you know, tax season coming up. He goes, yeah, I know. You know they're an illegal organization. I said, yes, I heard that. So do me a favor. I said, I've got a friend of mine I want to give you the information about. So when you don't pay them and you tell them they're illegal and you're screaming from inside your jail cell, he can help you. I didn't know any other way to respond. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Joe. You got all kinds of arguments out there that say the IRS is not a part of the federal government. They're a part of the Federal Reserve, which we all know is a private corporation. And so the income taxes are illegal. They're unconstitutional. They only apply to non-U.S. citizens. They're voluntary. You know, on and on and on with these arguments, Joe, none of them work. That is the key to understand, is that these arguments fail. They have failed. They continue to fail. Do not follow that trap. As Joe said, you might not end up in jail. You might, but you might not. But guaranteed, you will end up with wage levies, bank levies, property seizures, and tax liens that will cripple you. And you do not want that.
Yeah, I just love this stuff. And it's funny because you say that there are other ways to fight this. Other people have tried to fight this. Don't be stupid. You know, do your homework. Get informed so you don't end up doing what you said.
I'll tell you what. My dad got in trouble with the IRS in the early 1970s. And as his desperation grew and grew and grew, he turned more and more to these arguments. These arguments are not new. They've been around for 70 years. My dad was involved with them, neck deep in this stuff by the mid 1970s. By the late 1970s is when I got involved, and it didn't work for him then, Joe. It just only makes matters worse.
Yeah, read the Leslie Swipes or Snipes story. Here's a guy that had plenty of money to fight it until they got most of it, you know? So
and he only got in trouble because he bought into those arguments.
Yep.
That it was voluntary and didn't apply to U.S. citizens and so on. There was a couple of ex-IRS agents out there, Joe. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a couple of former IRS agents. One was a criminal investigator, another one was a revenue officer, a tax collector. And they rose to prominence. I mean, I'm talking about royalty in the tax protester community because they supposedly crossed over from the dark side. The IRS crossed over as employees from the IRS to the non-IRS side of the fence,
right,
arguing the same thing. And both of them, not one, but two of them, ended up in jail as a result of it. So listen, these are no-win arguments. Stay away from that stuff.
I joke about it like it's like arguing with the guy that's got control of the hold button that you've been on hold for the last 45 minutes with. It's like, really? Really want to do that? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
All right, so somebody...
Argue with the talk show host.
There you go.
Who's got the hang-up button on his...
Right,
his
well, I, actually, I've hung up on a few.
I bet you have.
I have.
Being the talented guy that you are, I bet you have hung up on it.
Listen, I love the back and forth, but when you tell me that, you know, Trump is in the mafia, I get them all,
come
you know,
on, yeah,
that kind
Let's
of
go.
Stuff. So, so, one guy says, you know, why was my refund accepted and it still seems to be processing, and you know, was it rejected? I don't even know what any of that means.
Well, I don't, you know, the short answer, Joe, is why is a mouse? Why is a mouse, Joe? Because the answer is one of his feet are both the same. That's why a mouse is. So the guy is asking a question that's impossible to answer. If his tax return has been accepted and his refund is being processed, do not hold your breath. This is one of the millions of documents that I've been talking about here that are in the process of being processed, that are being delayed because the process is processing slowly. and you know, who knows? Joe, who knows?
Just I got to have some wine.
I will tell you this. Let me help this guy legitimately. If it's been going on more than three months, I would reach out to the taxpayer advocate. There's a taxpayer advocate in every IRS district in the country. If you go to the IRS's website, irs.gov, you go all the way down to the bottom of the homepage, all the way down, you'll see a link for the taxpayer advocate, and then you can click on the taxpayer advocate for your state, and it'll give you the phone number and the fax number. You can contact your taxpayer advocate and ask them to help you get your money back. But I can tell you what they're going to say to you. This wouldn't stop me from contacting them, but I would tell you what they're going to say to you is we're working out of the backlog. Be patient. But you know what? Contact them anyway.
Can I call them when I'm late on my taxes and go, hey, I just want you to know, I'm working through the backlog. Be patient.
I'm working through the backlog here. I got a lot of problems here. The wind blew the shingles off my roof. And, you know, my son had a car crash. And I've got water leaks in the basement. So, you know what? Just be patient. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah,
that doesn't work for you. That doesn't work for you.
It's amazing. Some of the stuff that, you know, some of these questions that they're asking, I've never really, you know, thought of before. I didn't know there was a difference between, you know, when it was accepted, you know, and then processed. I thought you know, once it went through, that's it, end of discussion, nothing to worry about. But if you're waiting for them to respond, if you, to your point, if you're waiting a while, might they be getting ready to send you a letter because there's certain things on there that might not be right? Or would you get that quicker?
Well, there's no way to know. There's no way to know until you actually get their correspondence. What I tell my clients, when we've submitted a request for some kind of relief, right, whatever it is, penalty relief or a compromise deal or an install, whatever the relief is, an audit appeal, it just go down the list. There's 50 things. And the clients will call back, will call me, and they're anxious, and understandably they're anxious. Well, Dan, it's been 40 days. Dan, it's been 8 weeks. And my response is, here's my response, Joe, and I say this three times a day to my clients. This is not hyperbole, Joe. I say this three times a day. They move like glaciers, and they don't care about your life. You just got to wait them out.
Well, that's
true. They move like glaciers, and they don't care about your life. You just have to wait them out.
Wow. So somebody just said, he says, during fiscal year 2022, it took the IRS almost 200 days to process taxpayer responses to proposed tax adjustments.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That number.
Yeah, that compared to about 90 days in 2019. So, my God, they've 99. Yep. They're almost a little over double the time it takes them to move through this stuff.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep.
Wow.
And it's still taking them. It's still taking them, and they're bragging about the fact that they're fixing it, but it's still taking them 160 days to process.
Oh my God.
Still.
Let me see. Oh, does filing your taxes early, like, you know, quickly, does that increase your risk of being audited?
No, that is probably the single most common wives' tale that exists with respect to the federal income tax. I've had people ask me 1,000, Joe, this is not hyperbole either, 1,000 times over the course of my career in radio interviews like we're doing now, if I file late, does that mean that I've got less chance of being audited? If I file early, does that mean I have greater chance of being audited? The answer is no to both accounts. It doesn't make any difference. The IRS has got 3 years from the date you file your return to audit the return. So it doesn't make any difference if you file early, file late. It doesn't matter. The other thing is every single tax return filed, 100% of the returns filed go through a computer screening process that looks at a number of factors. The most common is what we call the discriminant income function system, which is a computer program that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of your return is out of sync with those averages, the difference is scored. It's called the DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited. And it doesn't matter when you file the return. All tax returns are scored using this DIF program, all of them. And I'll just leave you with this thought, Joe. Maybe we can talk about this next time. The DIF scores are racist, Joe. They're racist.
Oh, I heard that.
They're racist.
Let's talk about that next time, because
the IRS's computer algorithms are racist. even though nothing, and I mean nothing, on the tax return reveals race. And if you're audited, nothing in the responsive documents reveals race, except the IRS's audit selection criteria are now somehow racist.
I love it. I just think that I saw that, and I said, okay,
no,
what's
you
next
make
now?
It up. If you and I sat here for 3 days with a bottle of wine trying to make this stuff up, we couldn't do
you
it.
Could. If you wrote this as a sitcom, they would look at you and laugh. And think,
they would laugh.
Get
it would
out.
Be
All right. Dan Phillips, the Taxman. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. God bless, Dan. Keep up the good work. We will catch up with you later.
Thank you. God bless you, my brother.
You too.